We're a funny community, us lesbians, but no one ever sees it that way. Always focused on the drama. Well, no more drama. Unless it's this funny. Sit back, chill out, and laugh along with Bailey, Lane, Muffy, TJ, Dina, G, and Jules. Brought to you by Lesbians Coffee. Hot beans, great coffee. And now it's time for All My Girlfriends.
Dina is pacing in a microbrewery that is set up for a photo shoot. The staff and crew are working with lights and cameras. Dina is scrolling through her phone as she waits for Bailey. Lane, G, and Bailey are in G's Acura on their way to meet Dina.
I feel like a sellout. Oh, careful, G. I'm less than a year into the stand-up comedy thing and I'm selling out already. Make a left up here, I think.
Aye, mommy, enough. You are not selling out. You are starting out. By the way, are they giving you beer or anything? I mean, that is the least thing they could do.
Gee, will you keep your damn eyes on the road? Bae, call Dina and tell her you don't want to do this if you aren't comfortable.
Ay, Dios mío. You are not helping here.
I'm trying to help Bailey by looking out for her interests. I'm just saying, if she doesn't want to...
Aló, this is just the beginning of mucho things she is not going to want to do. You cannot force her to quit every time she doesn't want to do something. This is the business.
I'm just saying.
Oh, right. I don't suppose VIP passes for the cherry stem twist benefit party has anything to do with why you're encouraging her. She might not even get them. Then what will you do, G?
She will get VIP passes. Les Four Beer is a main sponsor. And why shouldn't we all go to that anyway? It's a great opportunity for her to network. Dina said she needs to be more visible.
Sure, but... then why would you need to go if Bailey needs to be more visible?
Ay, besame culo. I go to help Bailey.
Stop talking about me like I'm not here.
Drink your juice, Shelby. Shelby, drink your juice.
Ay, anyway, Dina is right, mommy. You need to get out there and be seen. The public needs to know you like we do.
God knows the lesbian community already does. You slept with half of them.
Very funny. Don't be jealous now.
Mira, we are here. Come on, let's get in there. Oh, Bailey, this is so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bay, is it true that Dina used to be Kathy Griffin's manager?
Yeah, but trying to book her after stand-up acts was getting to be too much, so Dina quit.
There's a shocker. I would imagine being her manager would be a nightmare. Besides, she only likes the gays anyway.
I think Dina knows her cheat. Just stick with her, Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey, drink your juice. Drink your juice, Shelby.
No, shut up. Come on, hurry up. We're already late.
The three women make it in just in time to see Dina hanging up her phone.
Jesus, Bailey, where have you been? I've been trying to call. Is your phone off?
Yep.
Why is it off?
Because it rings too much.
But when I need to get in touch with you, I need you to be available. Are you kidding me? What are Curly and Mo doing here?
We're here to support Bailey, you know, to keep her grounded, so her head doesn't get too big to fit back out the door. Hey, which one of us is Mo anyway?
Ay, puppy, I am not Mo. I could never be Mo. She was obviously talking about you. You are the more manly one.
I guess. But hey, at least I'm not the fat bald guy, right, Curly?
Bailey, I can't believe you brought that. When are you going to realize that I'm all the support you need at these things? Come on, follow me. They want you in hair and makeup.
Ay, did you hear that, Bailey? Hair and makeup. Maybe they'll have a wardrobe department. Are they going to dress her up, Dina, baby?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you see the big Chanel sign when you walked in? Gee, don't be an idiot. No, there is no wardrobe department. We're at a microbrewery, hello. The makeup mirror is in the ladies' room, for Christ's sake.
Dina leads Bailey off, leaving Lane and G there, just as TJ and Jules walk in.
Oh, no way. What are they doing here? The terrible twosome. Talk about Heckle and Jekyll.
Shh, be nice. They're Dina's friends.
So? I get shit from Dina about being here and these two clowns show up, but I have to keep quiet? Bullshit.
Shut up! Hola, ladies, ¿qué pasa?
Hi. We're meeting Dina for dinner, so we figured we'd just pick her up here. You know, not as many cars in the Southside traffic. How'd the shoot go?
They haven't even started yet.
Seriously? No way. Why are they having a photo shoot in a stinky brewery anyway? It's so dirty and masculine.
Oh, gee, I don't know. Because it's a beer ad?
Oh, come on. Just because it's beer doesn't mean they can't promote a little class and elegance. Oh, you know, they should have so shot this at the country club I belong to. It's gorgeous. I mean, really, who thinks these things up?
The company probably picked a location, Jules. It's not like it's up to Bailey.
She just has to do what she's told.
Yeah, it would have been really cool if she was in her softball uniform on the field.
Ugh, so stereotypical. What they should have done was put her on a huge plush leopard print sofa in a pair of those sexy boxer briefs with a spandex tee back and her hair all wild and hot looking. Wow.
I do declare, Miss Scarlet, what are you going on about?
Oh, what? Bailey is fucking hot. She has some pretty fine assets, and I say sell them.
Hot? Ugh. Give me a break. She's a train wreck waiting to happen.
Hi, DJ. You would be such a pretty girl if you only smiled more.
Excuse me? I know what I'm saying, Jules. Remember, I've been there, done that, and stole the t-shirt.
Well, at least let the rest of us have our little fantasy, will you?
Where are they? I'm starving. This better not take all night.
Just then, Dina and Bailey emerge from the crew of workers and head toward the girls. Bailey looks striking in a white linen shirt hanging open with a hot black lace bra showing and a pair of tight-fitted jeans and black boots. Her hair is full and sexy, and her makeup is flawless.
Hey, Tej, Jules. Sorry, we're running a little bit late.
All the girls are quiet. Everyone stares at Bailey.
Hello? What?
I guess I'll just have to say it. You look fucking amazing.
Hi, caliente.
Pretty cool.
Incredible. She looks all right. Okay, come on. They're ready for you.
Okay, so what do I have to do? Stand here, smile, hold up a beer?
See that giant ladder? The photographer wants you to climb up and straddle the beer vessel.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We're a funny community, us lesbians, but no one ever sees it that way. Always focused on the drama. Well, no more drama. Unless it's this funny. Sit back, chill out, and laugh along with Bailey, Lane, Muffy, TJ, Dina, G, and Jules. Brought to you by Lesbians Coffee. Hot beans, great coffee. And now it's time for All My Girlfriends. A month after the beer vessel incident, the magazine has finally hit the shelves. Muffy and Lane are at the bar, having their usual.
Hey, Bailey. Have you seen this month's She-Rag? You look so amazing.
Ugh, you think? I don't think it was a good look for me.
Really, Bay, modesty does not suit you. Muffy, look closely at that picture.
Jesus Christ, Lane, it's not enough that I look like a bull rider doing my 8 seconds, but do you have to make it worse?
What am I looking at? Bailey, do not tell me you're wearing leather boots.
Not that. Come here, look, really close.
I don't know what you're talking about, Lane. All I see is Bailey on the beer vessel with leather boots.
Lane, stop!
Jeez, Muffy. Here, look right there.
God damn it!
Oh my God! Is that...
No, it's a shadow!
Oh, bullshit. Bay, your tit is freaking winking at me.
Screw you, Lane. It's a shadow from the fold of my shirt. I should know. I was there.
I guess. Thank goodness it's not noticeable. Until someone points it out.
Yeah, there was definitely something pointing out.
It's a shadow!
Oh, yeah, sure, Bailey. A shadow. I should know. I've seen that breast way up close.
Expert witness, I rest my case.
Anyway, the article is really cool. I didn't know you played the saxophone.
Well, technically, she stopped playing with horns a long time ago. I guess I'm not surprised you read the article. Next thing you'll tell me is that you read the articles in Playboy, too.
I don't read a Playboy. I prefer to celebrate women of all shapes and sizes. I don't believe in, promoting the misogynistic male fantasy. I can't believe you read it either.
I didn't say I read it. I'm more about the pictures.
Dina and Jules come into the bar.
Hi, y'all. Hi, Bailey. How are you, sweetie? Now, why haven't I seen you down at my country club? I must have invited you at least a half dozen times by now.
Oh, I just haven't had the time. What are you drinking?
Dirty martini, of course. Well, you make sure you come by. Don't disappoint me now.
Jules goes to flirt with a group of women. Hey, Dina, great choice of photo for the She-Rag spread. Now it's official. Every lesbian in South Florida has seen Bailey's tits.
What are you, 12? It's a shadow. I went over it with a photographer.
If you say so.
I do, so drop it already, will you?
Jeez, who's not eating you?
Excuse me? I would never let Bailey look foolish. What kind of a professional do you think I am?
Dina, it's cool. Lane was just kidding. Right, Lane?
Yeah, sure. Bailey, let me get a Corona with lime. Come on, Muff. Let's go get a table.
Sure. Let me get my backpack and my notebook and stuff. I'd like a wheat beer, please, Bay.
Sure, go take a seat. I'll have TJ bring it over.
Lane and Muffy, go sit down.
TJ, take this over to the girls' table.
Right. One wheat beer for the tree hugger. How can she drink this crap?
Dina, what's wrong?
I went over every single picture they took of you. The one in the magazine is the best one. You know, when they blew it up, obviously it looks like, you know.
I know. Don't worry about it. Honestly, I'm not. The picture looks great.
That it definitely does. So while I'm here, I want to tell you about the Cherry Stem Twist benefit. You know, they want you to MC the event.
Seriously? That's awesome, Dina. That's a huge party, especially when you think about all those hot women. Damn.
Well, try not to get too distracted and try to control yourself, too. This is a really important gig. You know, you'll get lots of exposure with this.
Sweetie, I think she's got all the exposure she needs with that picture.
Anyway.
So cool. When will we know the details of it? Because the girls will be psyched about this.
Well, I'll be speaking to the benefit chair tomorrow, and I'll call you as soon as I know.
This is fucking awesome. You're the best, Dina. What are you drinking? It's on me.
Cosmo, thanks. You may want to hold that thought. I do have some bad news.
Oh, crap. What?
Well, I know you want everyone to be there, but I only have a total of 4 tickets.
What? Are you serious? Everyone's been looking forward to this.
You know, I'm sorry, Bailey, but the benefit is $150. Consider ourselves lucky that we got that many.
So how many people can I invite?
Well, since you're emceeing, you won't need one, but I'll take 2 tickets, one for myself and one for my guest.
Oh? Who are you bringing?
She's just an old friend. So I guess that leaves the 2 for your guests.
2? Oh, man.
Like I said, Bailey, it was all I could do.
Crap. I know Lane wants to go, and Jess, not to mention G and Muffy. God, Muffy be bummed. And what about Jules?
Well, I'm sure Jules will be able to get her own ticket. She goes to the benefits all the time.
Well, it still leaves Lane, Jess, G, Muffy, and what about TJ?
I'm surprised you asked about her. She's actually going to work the benefit, too, so she doesn't even need a ticket.
Crap. Everyone's going to hate me.
They understand.
Yeah, right. You don't know the girls.
Bailey brings another round of drinks to the girls, leaving Dina at the bar.
Here's another round on me, girls.
What's going on? You never buy drinks for everyone.
What do you mean? Can't I buy my friends a round of drinks?
Yeah, right. Just buying your pals a drink. What do you know?
Well, Dina just told me I'm emceeing the Cherry Stem Twist benefit.
Well, that's great news. Congratulations.
That was awesome, babe.
Yeah, well, I got some bad news, though. I only have 2 tickets.
What? Why?
Oh, my God, that's terrible. Who are you taking?
Dina could only get 4 tickets total, and she's taking 2. One for her and her guest.
Why does she get 2? You're the talent.
She worked really hard to get me this gig, and she doesn't get that much money for it, so it is the least I can do.
Great. Well, she brings Wonder Waitress. You'll have to choose between Muffy, Jess, and G.
She isn't bringing TJ. TJ's actually working the benefit.
Right. She would still need a ticket. Oh, you mean really working, not working it.
Very funny. Why don't you save those for when she's actually here?
I have no control over my brilliance. At times, it even surprises me.
Well, don't worry about me, Bailey. I'm actually going to a rally. It's, like, really important. We're trying to, like, stop this company from even thinking about harming the Everglades.
Okay, so you have to decide between Jess and G. That's a no-brainer.
Why does she have to choose? That's only 2 people.
Hello, I'm Bailey's best friend. Of course she's taking me. And besides, I've known Bailey longer than anyone. Anyway, you know you have to take G. She's gorgeous.
Like, how is that fair? Bailey has known Jess longer than G.
Hey, are you 2 finished making the decision for me? I don't know who I'm bringing.
Don't get me wrong, Jess is cool and all, but you can't go to this thing without a beautiful girl on your arm, and you have to decide soon. It's in 2 weeks.
I know. This sucks.
If for some dumbass reason you don't choose G, well, wait until you have to tell her. I don't envy you, B.
Ugh, shoot me now.
With Bailey's decision made, she now has to tell her friend the bad news.
G-Baby, how are you?
I'm a boss, an asshole. I hate my job. Why can't I find a nice, rich mommy to support me, eh?
Because you say that very thing to the women on your first dates, G. Save it for a 3rd or 4th, or at least until after you slept with them.
I am honest, so shoot me. At least the benefit is coming. Maybe I can find my mistake there, no?
Oh, yeah. About the benefit, G? Dina came by the bar last night.
And? Are you hosting? I know you would be perfect. I can't wait to see you.
Well, yeah,
This is so exciting. I have to buy a new outfit. Maybe a red...
Gee.
Que Bailey.
I was only able to get 2 tickets, and I promised Lane and Jess I'd take them.
What? You are taking Jess? He hates these earrings. I can't believe you would think that man...
Gee, Jess is a woman.
Just Bailey. You know, Bailey, I have supported you from the very beginning, and this is how you repay me.
Aw, gee, come on, don't say that. I've known Jess a long time, and I had to make a decision. I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry. I don't need you to get to this benefit. I am hot, and I will find a hot woman to take me.
I'm sure you will.
Tune in next time to All My Girlfriends to see if G will ever forgive Bailey, how Bailey will react to Dina bringing a date, and if Muffy will save the Everglades.
We're a funny community, us lesbians, but no one ever sees it that way. Always focused on the drama. Well, no more drama. Unless it's this funny. Sit back, chill out, and laugh along with Bailey, Lane, Muffy, TJ, Dina, G, and Jules. Brought to you by lesbianscoffee.com. Hot beans, great coffee. And now it's time for All My Girlfriends.
It's a bright early Sunday morning in Surfside Bay, and Bailey has had one heck of a night as host of the Cherry Stem Twist Benefit.
Hey, Lane.
Are you up?
What the fuck? I guess I am now. Why are you up this early, and why the hell are you waking me?
I just got in.
What? Damn, which one?
The redhead, black dress. She was all over me the whole night.
Bae, who wasn't all over you? You know, Jess and I thought for sure you'd leave with that blonde.
Nah, she was too drunk. I like my women conscious when I fuck them.
You're lucky. Some of us can't be that discriminating. So is it true what they say? About redheads being more fun?
I guess, but I can tell you this. She was definitely a natural.
What, fucking?
No. Oh, well, yeah. But what I meant is, the carpets match the drapes, if you catch my drift.
Oh, well, at least one of us got laid.
Yeah. So, did Dina say anything when I left?
Not to me. Why?
No, just curious. So, who was that chick she was with? Have you ever seen her before?
I have no idea. You want some coffee? I'm gonna make some Sophie.
Oh, hell yeah. I thought we were out of it.
I picked up a bag when I stopped at Lesbians for coffee before work Friday morning.
I knew you were my best friend for a reason. Thank God, because I am so addicted to that stuff.
I know. I wonder how I could list Coffee Wench on my resume.
Huh?
Never mind. So why do you care who Dina was with anyway?
I don't. You know, I was just, like, curious.
Right. Don't do it, Bae.
What?
I don't have to tell you. You know what?
Screw you. I'm going to take a shower.
Well, I'm going to have my coffee, then I'm going back to bed.
After some coffee and a recharge, Bailey and Lane meet Jess at the Clam Shack for football and beer.
Where the hell have you assholes been? The Dolphin game already started. You guys were supposed to be here at 4, remember?
Dude, Bailey had an all-nighter, came home at the butt crack of dawn, and felt it necessary to wake my ass up to tell me she got laid last night. Tell me again why she's my best friend? Ugh, we both went back to bed, and I guess we slept the whole day.
Well, that explains why you weren't at my game this morning.
Why are the games so damn early anyway? We can't be the only lesbians that go out on Saturday nights, right?
Oh, man, sorry, Jess. We'll be there next week, though, promise.
No sweat. Want a beer?
No worries. I'll go get it. Who's working today, Kim?
Just as Bailey is about to go to the bar, TJ strolls over to their table.
Oh, fuck. Can my Sunday get any worse?
Seriously, Lane, get a life. Your routine is a little old.
Hey, hey. Just get us a couple of beers, will you?
The usual.
Do you have to ask?
I'll be right back.
I so wish this was a horror movie.
Huh? What? Why?
You know, in a horror movie, anytime someone says they'll be right back, they get killed. Haven't you ever seen Scream? Hello?
The best part of that movie got killed in the first 5 minutes.
Lane, seriously, you need a girlfriend.
Whatever. Here. Anything else? A new waitress, but I'd settle for a better attitude. Then again, that might be a lot to ask of you.
It really isn't that surprising that you don't have a girlfriend, Lane. Especially considering your charming wit.
Hey, TJ, you talked to Dina today?
No, why?
I called her a couple of times. She hasn't returned any of my calls.
Well, I'm not surprised.
What does that mean? Did she say something to you?
You know, Bailey, you can't go around fucking anyone you like and there not be consequences.
Wait.
You lost me. What are you talking about?
You know, Dina would never say this to you, but what you did to her was pretty fucking lousy, even for you.
What do you mean what she did to her? She didn't do anything to Dina.
Shut up, Lane. Dina worked hard to set up that gig for you, and you go off with that trashy redhead. She was really upset. Oh, yeah, she had people for you to meet, but typical Bailey. All you cared about was getting laid.
What the fuck? Dina spent the whole night with some chick and didn't come up to me once, not even to talk business, so she couldn't have been that upset. I'm not a mind reader. How am I supposed to know she had people for me to talk to?
Well, she was upset and hurt that you didn't come over to her.
Oh, come on. The woman does have legs, right? She could have walked over herself. Besides, not dating. She's her business manager, not a girlfriend.
Again. What would you know about girlfriends anyway, Lane?
TJ, first off, if Dina's mad or upset with me, she needs to tell me. What are we, in high school? Second, I don't owe her an explanation about my personal life.
You're still an asshole, Bailey.
And you're still a fucking bitch, TJ.
You know, Lane, you need to stop riding Bailey's coattails and find yourself a woman. Maybe then you'd have a chance of getting wet some other way than this.
Hey, that was my beer.
You bitch, I'll tear your extensions right out of your head.
I'd love for you to just try.
Hey! You three, out! Come on, Mary, I'm trying to stop the fight. I don't care. She's with you, and I don't need this crap in my bar. Don't bother coming back for your shift either. You either, TJ. Take your drama somewhere else.
What?
You heard me. Get your stuff out of your lockers and go.
Fuck! Thanks a lot, Lane. Now what am I gonna do?
I'm sorry, Billy, but you heard what she said.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. I gotta go get my shit.
Hey, what about the game? The Dolphins are finally leading.
Tune in next time to see what Bailey and TJ will do now with no jobs, if Lane will ever get wet again, and if the Dolphins finally win a game.